Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Jordan and Ashlyn Christian. They are members of Christ Temple Church in Huntington, West Virginia, and they run a little coffee shop out of the church there, with proceeds going into ministry. So I've invited them to come and share what it is they do and how that came about. First of all, thank you guys for joining us today. Can you tell me a little bit about how this coffee shop got started?
Yeah, so we started what is now Mission Grounds Coffee in the fall of 2022, and we just saw this great space in Christ Central Church that was not being utilized, and we wanted to look for a way to fundraise for our mission trip. And I previously worked at a coffee shop, so my husband really just jump-started this whole thing, and we started out small, just offering coffee on Sunday morning. Since then, our business has grown and our menu has grown. We've added such a great team of people along with us.
We started this very small scale, and we were currently raising money for our mission trip, and we thought, well, why don't we give others the opportunity to do so as well? And it's just kind of grown into something since then, something bigger.
With that, we raise not only for mission trips, but we also partner with different ministries and missions locally and globally. So some examples of those are locally, we have done an outreach with the Huntington City Mission. And then we're also looking ways to interact with the community more local here in Huntington and in the Tri-State area. And then we have also partnered with a mission in Israel where we have been able to provide tablets to children who have been affected by the conflict over there. And these children have special needs, and tablets are something that they really utilize, not only for communication and verbal skills, but also for their education. So we've been able to partner with them, and then also with child sponsorship for education in both Zambia and Zimbabwe.
Wow. So you said you guys are supporting a whole variety of missions right now, but it started out as a way to fund your own mission trips. Where did you guys go?
Well, we were planning on going to Israel this past year, and that obviously fell through. So I'm still working towards that for the future. But my husband has been to Israel a couple different times, and then I have been to the Dominican Republic a couple times and Uganda.
Excellent.
But that's where we're looking to go, to Israel.
Okay. And you guys have been serving in Christ Temple Church, and you said originally this started out to be on Sundays. So you guys are using that space throughout the week now?
Yes, correct. So if you go in the front doors, we are just on the left right there. So our service times right now are 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Sundays, soon to be 9:20 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Sundays, and then 6 p.m. on Sunday evening and 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening. So we are open every Sunday morning and Sunday evening during our normal church time services before and after service, and then also on Wednesday evenings before service. And then we are open 7:30 to 3:30 Monday to Friday.
Wow, okay. And about how many people are working with you there?
We have a team of, I'd say, around 10 people usually that are pretty consistently working with us. And we have, different volunteers that will start at different times of the year depending on what their schedules look like. But I'd say around 10 other individuals.
Okay. And does all of the money that you raise go to the basically just, you know, make sure you have enough coffee and then supporting the missions? Is that how it works?
Yes, correct. So each person that works, depending on the amount of time they work, they get a certain amount of money that goes towards their specific mission trip. So we have people that are raising money to go to Zambia right now. So it goes to funding them to be able to go and minister in Zambia with our Christ Temple churches over there. And then we have other funds that we are specifically for our local and international missions. And then, of course, you know, we have to make sure our expenses are covered. So.
Okay. And so is it like lots of specialty drinks like you would see in like a Starbucks or basic coffee? Or what do you guys usually do?
Yeah. So we do, you know, just our basic, you know, black coffee, Americanos, anything. If you're just looking for a darker roast. We actually get all of our beans are from, it's called Good Vibes Coffee, and it's roasted right here in Huntington. So that's another way we're partnering with a local business and really filling back into our community. But then we also have lots of specialty drinks. We have, you know, caramel macchiatos, mochas. We have different types of lemonade, hot chocolate, and we have different seasonal menus that come out. So we, right now, we have our Valentine's Day menu that's out, and we have several different syrup flavors and anything, really lots of flavors you can think of.
Cool.
And I might add that we do on certain dates, we schedule Sundays where we'll offer like a specialty hot chocolate that is kind of become famous around like the area, people who know us. It's only offered that I believe in New York City. And we've kind of taken what they do and made it our own. And people like really like that drink as well.
Okay. And then the customers that you have throughout the week, are those basically just people that come to Christ Temple, or do you have others that come?
So Christ Temple actually has a K-12 school here called Covenant. And we have a lot of their parents come through, and we also have a daycare here where a lot of their parents come through as well. And then we also have people throughout the community that have heard that have started coming and buying coffee off of us.
Great. So what would you say to others about why this ministry is so important?
I really think this is just an opportunity and a way to, you know, this isn't just a coffee shop, but it's a way to reach people, and it's a ministry, a way to meet new people that come into the church, you know, to be a friendly face when they walk in the door, and to be able to communicate with people, you know, through making them drinks and making them coffee, and getting to know different people in the church you may not be able to. But not only that, but also everybody that buys a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or tea from us know that they are supporting a good cause, and they can feel good about where their money's going.
Excellent. And if people want to find out more about Mission Grounds, of course, they can come and visit you on site at Christ Temple Church inside the church. Or is there a way people can go online and find out information?
Yeah, so we are on, we've established ourselves on social media. You can find us on social media at Mission Grounds Coffee WB. That's our at handle. So if anybody wants to find any more information about us, or maybe even partner with what we're doing, you can go there and find out more information to do so.
Very good. Well, I want to say thank you once again to Jordan and Ashlyn Christian from Mission Grounds Coffee in Christ Temple Church in Huntington, West Virginia. Thanks for being our special guests on today's Community Matters interview. If you are part of a group or an organization that's doing something to bless our community, to make a difference in our community, I would love to hear from you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on the Community Matters interview. For now, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I hope you're having a wonderful day.